says, I ascend unto my Father and your Father. Why? And my God and your God. That's what that means. And, of course, if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with God. What he has to have. This relationship that we have is so powerful that in Hebrews 10, we read, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. There is completely remission of sin. Only sin. But God chooses not to remember our sins. Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, of course, this is not consistent with believer's sacrifices in the Old Testament, because then there was the remembrance of sin all the time. But then, of course, when the Lord Jesus Christ died and he introduced the new covenant that has taken place, then, of course, all these human sacrifices must be abolished. They were types. They typified the Lord Jesus Christ. They typified his death. They typified his death and resurrection. The Old Testament prophets typified him in so many ways. was typified, was typical of Christ. His person, his blood, the blood of the animal, typified his blood, fishes, whether they were those same as his blood. The sacrifice of the animal, typified his sacrifice, and the cross of God here for our sins. He made a curse, he made sin for us, and he will see that he may be made the righteousness of God in him. In righteousness. We are righteous before God because of his own righteousness. Intercession. Intercession. And the grace and mercy which came through him. Not an amazing thing. Not just saved them, but he saved the love of God because of the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are drawn so close to God as he is himself. I can't see. I can't take it in. But the word of God is alive and powerful. Jesus accepts us. But of course we are through God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heaven, of course, was shut by the sin of man when he was, of course, in paradise, when he was driven out of the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve and Eve could never go back. They had sinned. And they were defiled. They had to be put away from the presence of God. They had sinned. And of course, the wages of sin is still because God had told them to, ahead of time, in the day that he preached of the fruit of that tree, you are dead. So they were driven out of the Garden of Eden. But we see later on it was typically being typically opened by the influence of the high priest on the Day of Atonement. Typically. Once again, he would go, he was able to go into the Holy of Holies, and then of course by blood of the acceptable sacrifice, and of course, acceptable sacrifice meaning the sacrifice had to be first. One day a year. But when it comes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he has in person entered into it by his own blood and opened the way for his own blood. The Lord Jesus Christ in person was entered into the Holy of Holies. He was died by his own blood. The miracle of his own blood, the blood that cleansed us from all sins. Oh, thank God. Thank you. So now all believers in him may enter now in glory. And this world used to bother me tonight. Of course, some people may think, well, you know, I could do anything. No. A believer who is very close to the Lord Jesus, who is living a good, acceptable life, Christian life, he has the privilege of going in anytime he can, anytime he wants. He could perfectly go before the presence of God. With boldness, meaning he has the right, God given right, to be able to go into the holiest, into the holiest. We have now the actual right to enter in. And to do it faithfully. But hereafter, meaning either when the Lord comes, or when we die and get through with him, the hereafter will enter in person. The absence of the body in person with the Lord Jesus Christ ever. In person. What a hope we have. With liberty granted to us by God, with great courage, which arises from the sense of good for the soul. And so we get the assurance of the soul because of the adequacy, the value of the blessing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. With great courage, which arises from the sense of is by the blood of Christ. It's just nothing we can do. And all these religions in the world, it just bothers me. Some people say, well, I'm from Hallelujah, I'm from Hallelujah. And I tell them, I say, that person is Hallelujah, the Bible of Christ. This person is Hallelujah, the Bible of Christ. This person is Hallelujah, the Bible of Christ. God is in control. He is the mighty God. And his justice system is going to have to be put in place. And if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know what you're saying. That's good. And that person is not down. And he's going to be there forever and ever because he has rejected Christ in his offering of salvation. The influence is by the blood of Christ. Nothing else. The blood of Christ. Because sins are removed from the sight of God when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ and our own personal Savior and our own sins and the wicked will be remembered no more. Peace is made with God. We have peace with God from his accomplishments. Pardon is procured. The law of God and justice is satisfied. Law and justice satisfied, and everlasting covenant confirmed. Oh, what a privilege! What a the grand blessing of the gospel. Satisfied for the sins which debarred us from divine presence. We know that the devil has stood before God in our sins, but now through the blood given, or given that access to the thing of God, he ignites us with all his and he loves us without any human priesthood or any material sacrifice.